This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning I asked the question, can you make a difference in the world? Of course you can. You might say, well, what have I got to offer? I'm not very talented, I haven't been trained in a particular way. But of course it's true that many things that happen in our world were done by ordinary people, one person at a time. So how wonderful it is that we don't have to wait for something special to happen to go ahead and make a difference. It was Stephen Grelet, the French-born Quaker. He died back in 1855, and he would be unknown, I guess, except for one thing, a prayer, actually, that he wrote. And this is the prayer that many people know. I shall pass through this world but once, and any good thing I can do or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now and don't delay it, for I shall not pass this way again. So there it is. I shall not pass this way again. Therefore, any good thing I can do, any contribution, any difference, maybe that's why Mother Teresa said, if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. She said, I have come to love the darkness. I'm a little pencil, she said, in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. It's true that you could be the only Christian that your friends know. And who knows, God could use you and wants to use you to make an impact on the lives of others. And he does. He specializes in doing things like that one by one. And I think we need to be open and obedient to his leading. I remember hearing about a young man who loved to argue with God. God, he used to say, you call yourself the creator of this world. You know better than anybody what a mess that we've made in creating it. Poverty, hunger, inequality, all the injustices, ethnic conflicts, riots, and what's not. Well, God didn't answer him for a while, and the young man, he didn't stop complaining. But he was so annoyed. He was at his wit's end. One day he said to God, look, God, are you deaf? Don't you hear things I'm saying? Why don't you go and do something about making this world a better place? Well, this time God did answer. My son, he said, I agree with you in all the things you say about the world, but remember, I created you with the power to make a difference. Stop complaining and start working, because you can make a difference. This is Max Licata, the well-known author, who in one of his books says, well, today I would decide that I'll make a difference. I'll begin by controlling my thoughts. A person is the product of his thoughts. I want to be happy and hopeful, and I'll have thoughts that are happy and hopeful. I refuse to be victimized by my circumstances. I will not let petty inconvenience, such as stoplights or long lines or traffic jams, be the master of my life. I will stop being negative. I will not gossip. I will try to be optimistic. And victory will be my hallmark. I will make a difference, and I'll be grateful, he said, for the 24 hours that are before me. Time is a precious commodity, and I refuse to allow what little time I have to be contaminated by self-pity, boredom, or anxiety. I will face today with the joy of a child and the courage of a giant. I will drink each moment as though it was my last. When tomorrow comes, today will be gone forever. And while it's here, I will use it for loving and giving. I will make a difference. I won't let, Max Licata said, past failures haunt me. And even though my life is scarred with mistakes, I refuse to rummage through my trash heap of failures. I will admit my failures. I will correct them. I'll press on, victoriously. No failure is fatal. It's okay to stumble. I will get up. It's okay to fail. I will rise again, because today I will make a difference, and I will spend time with those that I love. Now, there were really inspiring words from Max Licata. So this morning, if you feel you're a nobody with no special talent, remember God's word, because the psalmist in Psalm 139 says, I praise you, Lord, because you've made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you've done is wonderful. I know this very well. And Paul, the apostle, said, in Christ we find out who we are and what we're living for. That's in Ephesians 1:11. So there's plenty of reasons that you can make a difference. Lord, that's true. It's right that, Lord, with you, you can help us to make a difference in somebody's life today. May that happen. Amen.